Go to 2 Kings. This is the theme for 2024. The Lord's arrow of victory, more in 24. The Lord's arrows of victory, more in 24. They told me that font wasn't going to work up there, but that's what that say. The Lord's arrow. It looked cool though when it's on that PowerPoint. It's going to look cool on a shirt too. But the Lord's arrow of victory, more in 24. Let's look at this and let's see what the Lord got to say to us today. Say more in 24. I want to start. You should receive that. We're in a season where God is really have not changed course. You in a season where you should be, in an accumulation season. You should not waste your time, your energy. You should not waste your resources. Are you listening to me? You should not waste your time. You should not waste your energy. You should not waste your resources. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You're in a season of accumulation. If you're behind, you better get yourself straight. I'm telling you, get yourself straight. Now that's all I can really tell you right there. All right? Because this won't last forever. And you are not to waste your time, your energy. If you're wasting energy on other things, it's pulling you away from God's purpose and his direction. Meaning that the only thing that could be happening, mother, is that you're being influenced by the enemy somehow. So this more in 24, he's not changing course. If you coming in right now, you here, you visiting, you should hook up. If you've been here, you've been rebellious, you need to repent and you need to hook up. If you've been standing on the outside, see, your personal word for your family does not trump a word that God gives for the congregation because you're part of the body. Your word should fit within this word. See, that's how the enemy been getting some of you. You've been trying to do your own thing, and you on the outside. God won't honor that. He commands the blessing where people have hooked up. Shout hook up two times. So, let's just read it. Give me 10 minutes, I'm done. Maybe not even 10 minutes. I'm not going to go in deep detail with it today. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read it. I'm not going to exegete it. I will do all that later. And it is weighty. It is meaty. You want to be here. You don't definitely like for the next, because it's going to take me a few weeks to really explain it. All right? So I'm not even going to attempt to do it today. At least I just waste your time. All right? So in 2 Kings 13, and this is Elisha. He's dealing with King Josiah, I believe. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot, and he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Assyria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrow. He took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. He smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him. And he said, thou should have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then thou would have smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And Joash the king came to Elisha to receive his dying counsel and blessing. And Elisha tells him that if he would look to God, this is what he comes to him for. He's telling him that if he looked to God for direction and God's strength, that he'd give him the success. And so Elisha is dying. He's at the end of his life. I don't care who you are. Every day you get up, you're dying. That's why you should live with a purpose. You're 25, every day you get up, you're dying. Right? The sooner you come to grips like that, with that, the less time you waste. But people didn't just die. People say they just died. No, they didn't just die. They were dying the whole time. And some people don't come to the reality of it. And they don't want to talk about it because it spooks them. It makes them. That's why people take so many shortcuts, because they think they're going to die tomorrow. And I got to get there. 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 But when you're doing what God tell you, there are plenty of scriptures in the Bible where God said he'll keep your life. He'll extend your life. He'll watch over your life. You don't got to be afraid to die. Just do what God telling you to do. So he opens the window eastward. Elisha tells him to shoot. And that's why I spent so much time telling people about rejecting the messenger. Rejecting the message from the messenger. See, that was a prophetic word. See, we want my people, my people, my people. We want all that. Shoot. Take the arrow, shoot. That was the prophetic word. See, but all this other clutter screws people up. Rather than just, he dying, what he got to lose? He done broke bread like Jesus did and fed 5,000 people. They done called down fire on false prophets. What he got to lie about? He done took the cloak and hit the water like his mentor did, and the water opened up. Why he got to lie to some old disobedient and rebellious heathen king? He trying to help him get Israel and get himself some deliverance. If he doesn't do what the word tells him to do, then nothing ever happens. That word never materializes. The point being, how many times have God, you know, I told my wife this a couple weeks ago. I said, God was trying to, he was trying to break financial curses over people. People still wouldn't come. Watch every single person, every one of you that came up here and allowed me not to just shout over you, but just put my hand on you. Just like it was with Elisha transferring deliverance into this man's life, so shall it be. God going to transfer wealth and increase unto you. But they wouldn't come. You know why? They didn't trust the messenger. He says, shoot the arrow of deliverance. Let me just end with this, right? I'll go into it in a couple weeks. I got a lot, man. Y'all can't even take it. Some of y'all about to sleep right now. You can't even take it. No, this the same. You see them pages? You can't take it. So I said, I don't want it all, Pastor. Just give me a little bit. This is what he gave me for this year, though. that there will be more victories in 2024. There will be financial victories. There will be physical victories. There are going to be some marital victories. Don't throw your stuff away yet, because you ain't getting another one. Look at me. You're not getting another one. I'm telling you. Because what you got, God gave it to you. And it's not beyond repair. You're not, if you throw it away, you're not getting another one. That there are going to be victories. There are going to be victories, spiritual victories in this place. Because like what the devil has done to some of you is that you come and every time a word of deliverance come to you, it's like you blink out. I'm telling the truth. It's like, I don't know, but it's like you sitting there, but you not there. And the whole thing behind that is the devil want you out consciously so that you cannot make a conscious decision to participate in your own deliverance. Say, I will participate in my own deliverance. Say, I will follow the instructions of the Lord. I will walk in freedom in 2024. Chains will be released. Bondages will be destroyed in 2024. Economically, I'll be empowered in Jesus' name. Watch and see. Because a lot of times, you think, what do I have to gain in a lot of cases? But you'll see real deliverances. Right here. That's why he's been trying to get us to turn up our prayer life. Because there'll be people that'll come in, they really need to be free. Some of you opened yourself up to this is just the Holy Ghost, okay? So you opened yourself up to really unclean spirits because you believe in like horoscope and stuff like that. And you think it's innocent. You think it's innocent. When you go back and you read this book, God killed the initial king because he got sick. You read it, 2 Kings 1 through 3. He killed the first king because when he got sick, he sought deliverance from unclean gods. And God said to him, he says, is there not a God in Israel already? That I'm paraphrasing, that you got to go seek a low-down, dirty devil? And he goes and he asks Elisha, he sends the messenger. Elisha was calling down fire on them boys. He wasn't playing. He sent 50, he kill him. He sent 50, he kill him. He sent 50, he said, hey, don't kill me, preacher. Let me go back to my family. Show me some mercy. He said, go back and tell him. The king want to know if I'm going to recover. If he going to recover. Elisha said, no, because he sought help from outside of me. Tell him he gonna die. I close every portal that you've opened in your life that have allowed the devil in. I cancel negative witchcraft words. They were not men and women of God. But you received that word and this done disrupted your whole spirit. That word be canceled and sent back to the sender and that you will see the manifested glory of God happen in your life in Jesus' name. They were not who they said they was. And you received a word that wasn't God. So I'm free now. He said this, that the Lord would shoot some of you. Watch this. He'll shoot some of you in a direction that is undesirable to you. But as it lands, it'll result in victories, meaning that God will tell you to do something that you definitely don't want. But when you do it, victory, victory, victory. Not victory shall be yours. Victory is already yours the minute that you make up your mind to do it. Say, victory is already mine. Say, victory is already mine. Say, victory is already mine. But you're not going to want it. That would be great conquest. Great conquest. The only thing that I could really see is that, you know, some of us have been at a stalemate with the enemy for a long period of time over certain issues. God getting ready to settle it. You better receive what I'm saying. You've been at a stalemate with some issues. God getting ready to settle it. And once he settle it, the conquest or the takeover is going to be easy for you. So he talking to me. The takeover is going to be, when I say takeover, for some of you, it's to take back. It's going to be real easy for you. It's going to be real easy for you in 2024. It ain't going to be like the other years. So don't run from it. That's what he told me to say. He said, don't run from it. The warfare will be there, but it's going to result in victory. Put 1 Corinthians 15:54 up there, and it just talks about, thanks be unto God who gives me the victory. How many just received that word? That you will conquest and you will take back. Thanks be unto God who gives him victory. If you receive that word, stand up and give him about 15 seconds of quick praise and then just sit back down. Shout unto the Lord. Give him some thanks. Give him 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 thanks. God trying to do something in this atmosphere. I can't put my finger on it. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Something is happening in this place. And I can't really put my finger on it. Sit down. So great deliverances will occur. And the Lord gonna break restraints that the devil has had on some of you. And he gonna heal some people from years of trauma. I shared this with my wife, brother. Something happened in this place. But he said there are people that it's like a Band-Aid. It's like a Band-Aid. You get a deep cut on your leg or your knee, and it starts to heal. What you don't want to do when it starts to heal, you don't want to peel the Band-Aid back and check. It tears off all the healing. Listen to me. This is what's been happening in many of our lives because we would not forgive and just heal. Because the church tell people, we all broken, we all scarred, we all flawed, we all got, not according to the Bible. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, but you want it to stay flawed. You wanted to stay broken, and the Lord said, because you won't forgive, you cannot heal. You can't heal because you won't forgive. But the Holy Ghost gonna heal all that trauma. You're going to forgive, you're going to heal, you're going to be launched. You're going to forgive, you're going to heal, and then God going to launch you. You're going to forgive, you're going to heal, and the Lord is going to launch you. And this is what he's talking about, the Lord's arrow of victory. Once you heal, God is going to shoot you. It's going to cover distance and time that you felt like you're behind. But once you hear, say, he's talking to me. God gonna put you in that bow, and he gonna launch you farther than you ever thought you could be at this point in your life. Say, here am I, Lord, shoot me. Here am I. That's what Isaiah said. Here am I, God, shoot me. But you gotta be healed first. He gonna heal your, he gonna heal that trauma. Your calling is still valid. Your calling is still valid. You just not healed. You've been rejecting healing. And every time God tried to heal you, you know what you start doing? You start talking about it, pulling the band-aid out. Look at here. Look at here. Look at my knee. Look at me. You showing them the wound. Stop showing the wound off. Say, heal me, O Lord, I'll be healed. Say, heal me, O Lord, I'll be healed. Stop talking about it. Stop talking about it. So once this, let me get out of here. You placed on my heart last night. This is the last thing, and I'll just get out of here. I've been like this for about 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen in Louisiana. You should have came. Listen to me. That's not to make people go spend money to come. Whatever is going to launch, it's going to come through some word down there. Do you hear me? It's going to launch people. And for weeks, I have been like so, I've never, you know, I like going down there, but this excitement in my spirit, I can't even explain it. I can't explain it. But it's like, it's an excitement of something that's going to be triggered from that dirt. And I can't put my finger on it because God ain't showed me. He ain't told me. But this is what he said, and I'm going to end with this. You just have to come back. Can y'all come back? He said, don't ignore the excitement that you feel in the realm of the spirit right now. Has anybody else been feeling like that? It ain't, your money situation really hadn't changed. Because people get excited about money. But economically, nothing like that has really changed. But in your heart, in your spirit, you can be like, man, this is different. This feels different. Is it just me? It just feels different. And he was saying, don't ignore the excitement that you feel in the realm of the spirit right now. That it is there to trigger faith for manifestations. That God has sent is put in the atmosphere to trigger faith for great manifestations. This is your year out. Two people excited. Do you know what's so dangerous when you're bound in a situation and you don't know? This is your way out. This is your year of coming out. This is your year of coming forward. This is your year of being released. This is your year of being launched out by God. Elevated. Arrows are shot up and out. Sometimes you got to go above the frays and the misfortunes of the devil to get to your destination, but you're going to step over it this year. You're going to step over it and walk past it this year. God is getting ready to launch you out. Don't ignore, this is your year out. This is your year out. You're coming out one way or the other. You're going to come out on your own, or God going to break you out. Either way, you coming out. Whatever has held you down, whatever has bound you up, whatever has tied you up, God is going to undo it. Whatever has kept you out, whatever has pushed you back, God is going to outdo it. You coming out this year. You're going to make it out. You're going to look past. You're going to look. You won't even have a desire to look back no more, because yesterday is gone. This is your season of out. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. 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 You coming out one way or the other this year. If God got to shoot you above the enemy, shoot you over the warfare, shoot you through the warfare, either way, you coming out like no other. This gonna be a year like no other for you. This gonna be a year like no other for your family. This gonna be a year like no other for you economically. This is gonna be a, say, like no other. I'm telling you, and it's been a long time really since I just felt like this excitement in my spirit. And how many know that you can still be laboring, but it's something different when you can sense God getting ready to do something. When you know that you know that you know that you know God getting ready to do something. Turn to three people and tell them, say, God getting ready to do something. Come on, prophesy to them. Say, God getting ready to do something in your life. God getting ready to do something in your family. God getting ready to do something in your life. God getting ready to do something in your family. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Watch and see. I got to get out of here. Your praise is going to be different too for some of you. Because how God going to bring you out, going to blow everybody's mind to include your mind. And you're going to say, this is the Lord's doing right here. This is the Lord's doing right here. Give him about 15 good seconds of praise and let's get out of here. We're going to get out of here. Shout, I'm coming out. Say, God got more for me in 24. So I'm coming out. Say, everything about me is getting ready to change. Everything about me is going to look different, sound different, smell different. So I'm coming out. Give him a good hand of praise right there. This gonna be some of you, this gonna be your year of good and plenty. God gonna be good to you and he gonna make sure that you get plenty. This gonna be your year of good and plenty. God gonna make sure that you don't mess this up or confuse who doing this for you. Say more in 24. Say more in 24. The Lord's arrow of victory. Give him a good hand clap right there. Let's get ready to... If you come back, I'll explain it more in detail. I'll try my best to give it to you at a different level. Lift your hands up before the Lord. I just want to bless you. And then we'll get out of here. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you purpose to do in 2024 for your people. As the under-shepherd of this house, I ask that you bless your people, that you deliver your people, that you would increase your people. I think that this will be a year of freedom, real freedom from trauma and stress and pain. And I speak over your life, I decree and declare that as the Lord would move on you and move in your midst this year, that you will see it at a level that you've never seen him move before. That this year will surpass multiple years that you had pleasure in, that this will be a year of pleasure for you, that this will be a year of God being good to you. And Father God, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you for those that are going to be released into ministry in this year. We thank you for those that will be able to reclaim their ministry and their position back in you. And Father God, we thank you right now. Anoint your servants today. Grace your people today. Favor your people today. And Father God, we give you all praise, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands.